Jake Spaulding with you. We're talking with head coach Mike Paramore of the Perry Lecompton Cause. This is the Cause Locker Room Chat presented every single week by Heinen Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry. And Perry Lecompton coming into week number two of the playoffs. It's the regional round, and the Cause will hit the road once again after defeating Santa Fe Trail on the road last week, 35-0. Speaking with Coach Paramore, and well, Coach, you guys hit the road last week, and you guys did not skip a beat from where you guys kind of ended the season. With a good win at against Hiawatha, and you go right on the road and you take down a really good Santa Fe Trail team on their field, 35-0. As you've had a chance to look at the tape, look at everything from last week, what's your biggest takeaway?
I just thought we played as probably close as we could to a complete game. Really pleased defensively. You know, we really stayed disciplined on the defensive side, made sure we fit our run gaps like we needed to, and made some plays, and then to throw a shutout for the defense. I'm really pleased with that effort. And come back on the offensive side, we moved it around a little bit. We got a touchdown pass through the air, had three different other guys get a score on the running side. And again, we kind of distribute the ball among those guys that we want to get in their hands and let them make plays. So just thought it was overall really a good performance by our guys.
Yeah, overall great performance, even on the defensive end. Again, pitching that shutout, what did that mean? I know you're a defensive-minded coach a lot, too. I mean, you love great defense. You love the effort on the defensive side of the ball, as well as the offense, of course. But what's it mean to see a shutout in the opening round of the playoffs?
Well, I think any kind of, if you can keep somebody from scoring with the way offenses are designed these days and all the things people are doing, and you throw the RPO stuff in, and a lot of versatility, and you got a short turnaround from week to week of what you're defending, so you got to put a game plan in on Monday, and the kids got to absorb it and then make sure they understand where they fit, because you got obviously different things you got to deal with, and a lot of credit on their part for paying attention to what was going on and then going out and executing that, being solid in what they were doing. Just really pleased that we could, throw a shutout.
Talking on the offensive side of it, Coach, now, once again, an amazing week from the offensive output. On the ground, we talked last week, and you said that defense and running attack travels well in the postseason, and that's what you see success in the postseason. Once again, you guys go over 200 yards on the ground. You referenced Garrett doing a great job through the air as well, but over 200 yards on the ground, three touchdowns on that ground game. What's it mean for the confidence of these kids and what you're seeing from them having the success on the offensive side, especially on the ground?
Yeah, and I think it's a good personality thing, showing some toughness and being able to keep grinding away. And as the game got further along and deeper into it, we got better running the ball, which was a good thing to see that, we were maybe taking command up front a little bit more and being physical. It just wears on a defense. And if you can keep pounding away, and then you get some big runs and continue to move the chains. And I think it's just a great confidence thing, and it shows the offense continues to get better. And hopefully we can keep clicking this week.
A couple of guys on the defensive side of it, as we switch back to that side of the ball, with double-digit total tackles in the game, but you really see a balance on the defensive side of it when you're looking at tackles. And a statistic that really sticks out to me, Coach, is the tackles for loss in that game. You had 10 in that ball game. What was working on the defensive side for getting into that backfield?
I think just trusting the reads. I mean, we brought some pressure at times and did some things to try to heat them up a little bit, especially when they got down and had to go into some passing situations. But, probably half of those tackles for loss came in situations where they were running the ball, and we just really responded well, whether we brought somebody off the edge and they were trying to get an outside sweep or something and come in for a tackle for loss, or, backers running through an opening and finding the window where they fit, being able to make a TFL on a running back when there was nothing there and he tries to bounce. So, it came at us in a lot of different ways and tackled well and had a lot of guys running the ball. And, for a guy to get a tackle for a loss or a couple of guys to be in on that, it just shows the whole defense is doing their job, because it forced the guy to either bounce where he didn't want to be, or we really fit well and came in and made a nice tackle at the point of attack.
Moving on to the regional round now, and you stay on the road. Is there something about the road that kind of empowers you as a coach and your team, knowing that, hey, we're going to have to grind it out, we're going to have to travel far? This time, though, the travel time, golly, you're looking at 3 hours plus going down to Pittsburgh, Kansas to take on a Frontenac team. What's it like for the mindset as you guys have to hit the road and go on a pretty decent travel here this week?
Yeah, it's always kind of fun, I think, going on the road, because it's just you, and you kind of got that mindset. It's us against everybody, and it kind of pulls everybody together, circle the wagon times, and let's go get after it. We're going to try to break up the trip a little bit. We're going to stop on the way down and get out and stretch the legs, do a little walk through, and hopefully break that up a little bit before we get down there. But it'll be different for us, and we haven't traveled that far, and it's something that's a little bit out of the ordinary. So we've talked about it this week, what it's going to look like, and, you know, just to make sure that they understand what's coming in front of them. And, you know, let's go take care of business, travel the right way. And I think it's fun to go to somebody else's house, and we've never been down to Southeast Kansas over the years. So looking forward to that opportunity and to go down there and compete.
I think it's saying something. You've been doing this for more than two decades and never had to play in Southeast Kansas. It's a new opportunity for your squad. I wanted to ask you about the time situation with it. Was it something that was discussed to move that game up by an hour because of the travel time, or was it something that was going to be at 7 o'clock no matter what?
No, I think we just stayed at 7. I mean, it's not too bad. We want to keep our kids in school as much as we can, try to stay in as much of a normal routine as we can. So we stayed with the 7 o'clock kick, and I think both schools were good with that.
All right, Coach, taking on a Frontenac Raider team. We're talking about them. This is a team that seems to be year in and year out, moving into the postseason at a deep clip for that. They ended up getting the 2 in Class 3A, and so they've got home field throughout until the sub-state round. But this is a team that's got a successful program, and they got a coach that's back into the helm for them that was there before. What are you seeing from this Frontenac team as you prepare for them?
Like you said, very tradition-rich program down there. They've had a lot of success over the years and have always been one of those teams that is in the conversation of making deep runs in the 3A playoffs. So good, tough kids. You can see they play extremely hard on film. You can tell they're very well coached in what they do and their schemes and how they go about things. I think it's a good, hard-nosed group. They're going to play extremely hard. They're going to be physical on both sides of the ball. They want to run the ball. That's important to them. They got a downhill run game. They're in the I formation, which you don't see much, just straight I anymore. It was pretty popular maybe in the 90s and 80s, somewhere in there. But they're going to get up that tail, and they're going to go pound it. And, they're a good physical team, so we got to go out and make sure defensively we match their physicality, do a good job, again, understanding the game plan of where we fit, and offensively take advantage of anything we can, see if we can move the football and go create some turnovers on the defensive side to give our offense a good field position.
You look at your guys' schedule coming into this second-round matchup, and once again, I feel like it's easy to say that you are battle-tested for a time such as this. When you're talking about, you know, look at the schedule and see who's still in the postseason. St. Mary's is still alive. Silver Lake is still alive in the playoffs, as well as Hayden that you guys have played so far this year. Just tell me about, and Sabetha as well. Just tell me about what your guys' schedule has done to prepare you for a big-time game like this in the second round.
No, we've always believed that, you know, what we play in our league up here with the new the Big East, the quality of opponents and how well, not only are they good football players, good teams, well coached, a lot of tradition. So, you know, you get no scraps every Friday night. You got to be well prepared and ready to go. And I think we've been in some really physical battles and you know, have unfortunately not been on the right side of enough of them, but our kids have hung in there. They come back and practice well. We felt like we've been close. And so now we need to take advantage of, like you said, I think battle-tested is a good word. We've been through some scraps. We've been in some tough games. We've played against some good folks. So anything we're seeing is had us prepared to be in this situation.
4-5 on the season now, Coach. Are the Cause taking on a 9-0 Frontenac team in Pittsburgh? What's it going to take to get that win this week on the road?
I think it's just going to take an exceptional effort by our guys. And, you know, it's always been what we want to do. We want to see if we can go down there and play hard. Take care of ourselves, make sure we understand responsibility assignments, go out and play with great effort, take care of each other, and have fun playing this game. And I think if we can do that, I think we got a chance to be successful Friday night.
Coach, good luck to you. Safe travels, stay healthy, and go down there and shock Southeast Kansas and represent Northeast Kansas football the best of your ability. Go get that win, okay?
Absolutely. Looking forward to that opportunity.
All right. Coach Mike Paramore of the Perry Lecompton Cause. The Cause hit the road once again at Frontenac tomorrow and on Friday night, 7 o'clock kick, Frontenac and Perry Lecompton in the regional round here in the 3A state playoffs. Once again, the Call Locker Room Chats presented by First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Hyden Repair Service.